NPR's Andrea Seabrook was also at the Capitol today as demonstrators crowded the West Lawn, singing the old Latino protest song, De Colores.
Demonstrators crowded the West Lawn of the Capitol building, singing the old Latino protest song, De Colores. The words of this song, celebrating the springtime colors of country fields, are fitting on this gorgeous sunny day. They're also a metaphor for the many colors of skin that these protesters say make up a vibrant culture. We're not criminals, says Bishop Jose Rodriguez Marin of the Hispanic Church of God in Nashville, Tennessee. We're children of God, we're professionals and parents, and we're here, he says, because this is God's land. Religious leaders of all kinds are protesting one provision of the immigration bill in particular, already passed by the House, the one that would make it a crime for charity workers to help illegal immigrants. Episcopal Archdeacon Michael Kendall of New York led the crowd in prayer.
We pledge ourselves to oppose and resist this legislation in the halls of government, in the courts, and if necessary, we will go to jail.
In a sign of their defiance, the religious leaders then handcuffed themselves to one another and slowly marched up the lawn to the Senate office building, where the Judiciary Committee was contemplating the new immigration law. Among those waving flags and praying with the leaders was Robert Aguirre, a construction worker with a ponytail, originally from central Mexico. When asked whether he came to the U.S. legally, Aguirre responds, "Who came here legally?"
I didn't went to much school, but I know a little bit of history. No one's came legally. It started from the beginning. The only really Americans, I think it was the Indians, years ago.
Signs read, Reunificación familiar, keep families together. Si se puede, yes we can. Justicia y dignidad, justice and dignity. Tony Richmond looks a little awkward. He came with three of his work buddies at the request of their labor union. But they all thought the protest was to support stronger immigration laws. Now Richmond is hanging back a bit.
We out of work now. And if you just let anybody come over, pretty soon we'd be like China. We'd be overrun.
But he doesn't blame the immigrants who come here either.
If they want to work, you know what I mean? A lot of black folks don't want to work. They lazy. A lot of white folks don't want to take certain jobs. They lazy too. You got a Spanish dude come over here, make $5 a week, and then they give him $9, $10 an hour. They gonna break their back.
Even Richmond agrees with the main rallying cry of today's demonstration that illegal immigrants are not criminals. Like generations of Americans before them, the protesters say, they're just poor people looking for work. Organizers hope this and the waves of demonstrations all over the United States will influence the immigration law taking shape in Congress. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.